Start the show.
Two bears, one cave. Speaking of hot and looking good. He's Bert Kreischer. I'm Tom Segura.
Let's just put the pedal to the metal and go. This is a perfect way to start off this show. 12 years in the making. It's gonna be a fucking shit show.
Everyone's gonna hate us.
100%. Cheers. No, it's important the way this is posted. So I'm gonna tweet this, but I may have to delete it immediately because I need it to be tweeted the right way. Let's tweet it. Okay. Nope. Delete tweet. Okay. It's not coming up that way either. I don't know why. Let's see. Let's try it this way. Image. Let's see. Okay.
Hey, Justin Bieber just postponed his summer tour due to the pandemic.
For real?
I guess.
I'm trying to get this awesome tweet shared. Let's just see. If it doesn't work this way, then we'll just post it. Bam. Let's see. Okay,
First of all, tweet.
Hold on. No, that's deleted too. Delete tweet. All right. Hang on. Let me talk to my social. Fuck it.
What's happening?
I'm having so much fun. I've got a tweet I'm posting. Fuck it. I'm just going to post it where you can see the dick. Happy April Fools, everybody. Okay. You ready for the tweet? Do you have your phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pull up Twitter?
Yeah, pull up Twitter. This is the tweet I'm sending out today for April Fools. Okay?
Okay.
Hold on.
Just so that it's clear, from the moment I got here, you've been sitting here giggling and being like, I just got to get ready to post it. Hold on a second. Delete tweet. Hold on. Right. I'm really excited about this tweet right now.
Okay. I thought I'd share some. Are you on Twitter?
Okay, yes.
Can you see it?
I thought I'd share the rejected artwork for the billboards we put up for my special.
You like it?
Yeah.
It's so great. I spent all night working on it.
Yeah. So did you sit on your couch like that?
I just sat on my couch like that. It looks so good.
Do you have a two-tone cock?
No. I think I do.
Like, it looks like it's real light-headed.
I have a big... That scar on my dick is from my...
But that looks really light.
Yeah. I lit the room, and so...
No, but like, why are there so many different shades?
It's been stretched out a little bit.
Have you ever had an STD?
What?
Have you ever had?
Of course.
What'd you have?
Clap.
Where'd you get it?
This girlfriend.
A girlfriend gave it to you?
Yeah, it was the fucking worst.
Was she a whore?
No, I won't say that about her. You know what's so funny? I won't say that about her. I'll just say it was odd that she got it from one dude. Dude, it was the hardest thing I've ever had to deal with in my entire life. Yeah. I'd only had sex with two women at that point. And so,
want to make that real clear.
I'd only had sex with two women, and so
how old were you?
22. It was right when I got back from Russia.
And so this was your girlfriend when you had gone to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about Arabs when we got here. So,
can you not cough?
Sorry.
Anyway.
I've been...
I had it backwards. I almost sprayed myself. There you go.
Okay. There you go. It's gone.
It was really hard because I got it and what had happened is...
I have a test coming, by the way. I have a COVID test coming.
For us?
For me.
Wait, here?
Well, I'm getting it today.
When?
Later today.
Wait, how did you get it? This is white privilege.
Yeah.
Wait, how did you... Do you think you have COVID?
No, but it's going to tell me if I have the antibodies, meaning have I had it? Because there's people who are asymptomatic, you know?
So wait, what? How did you get that?
I just called a doctor.
Like a doctor, Dr. Drew?
No, but a different doctor.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How much did it cost?
Wasn't that much.
How do I get one?
Give me $6,000.
Wait, is Push getting it tested? Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're not going to just go, I'm cool, good luck, you're in the beach. You're in the outdoor house.
Yeah. I'm going to, you want one?
Yeah.
All right, I'll get you one.
Fuck yeah, I want one.
But I think for your house, it's more on brand if only you get tested.
I think so too. You know what Leanne said today? She said, she goes, I had a nightmare. I got COVID last night. And I went, for real? And she goes, yeah, like I was terrified. You had to take care of the girls. And I went, hold on. I go, if you got COVID, I would have to take care of the girls. She goes, yeah, for 2 weeks, you'd have to do Isla's schoolwork. You'd have to help Georgia with her schoolwork. Like, you'd have to clean the house, feed the dogs. And I was like, all of a sudden, I got real panicked. And I was like, please, like, let me get COVID first. I could not do what she does.
Do you think she sometimes sits quietly alone and is like, I'm a martyr.
Not even quietly. Yesterday, it was out loud. It was, dude, did you see Dax Shepard and Kirsten Bell.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, they did Katie Couric's show, and they're like, how are you guys getting along? And they're like, not good at all.
No, I didn't see that.
They're like, we're fighting like cats and dogs. We're at each other's throats. And then Zach just got up and left.
No.
Yeah, Zach was the funniest one because I think Christina was going to be like, at first, like.
Who's Christina?
Christina Bell.
Kirsten Bell. Okay.
Kirsten was going to be like, yo, I'm like.
Is it Kirsten or Kristen?
Kristen. Kristen Bell was like, I'm cool.
And who's Zach?
Wait, what story are you telling?
You said Zach got up and left.
Daxed.
Okay.
Daxed got up and left and was like, we're fighting like cats and dogs, and got up and like, you could tell there was a little alpha dog shit going on where he was like, he like made a loud noise and you could see her be like, it's not funny. They're like, how long have you been fighting? And he's like, up until about 8 minutes ago.
Wow.
That was the first time, I will say, because they are a Hollywood couple. I've been wanting to say this. You and Christina should try to do like, to like dethrone them as the Hollywood real down to earth couple. Because that's like, they're like the down to earth couple. You know what? Hey guys, no more rent for our,
Our tenants. Yeah. I saw that.
It was really fucking cool then.
It's very cool. Then you're like, Jesus, they own residential buildings.
Party is like, holy shit.
Yeah.
How much money does she make?
Well, don't forget, actually, what? His podcast is like one of the biggest in the world.
He's got a podcast?
Dax Shepard?
Yeah.
It's huge.
Really?
Yes.
What's it called?
Armchair Expert, I think is what it's called, right? Yeah. It's enormous.
By the way, that was acting. I know that he's got a podcast. Okay. Finally, just wanted to test out my acting.
Your acting was great.
Is it celebrity podcast or is, I've never listened to it, but I know that it's a big podcast.
It's really big. I don't know. I haven't heard it either, but I know that it's really, really big.
Is it celebrity podcast where he speaks celebrity talk and talks like a therapist and all the shit he's learned through his growth as a celebrity, or is it fucking real?
I bet it's the latter.
I like
it sounds
Zach.
Like you meant the former.
What?
You meant the former, not the latter.
I don't know what I said. Like, do you think, here's my question. Do you ever think at the end he tells his editors, like, hey, edit out that drinking and driving shit? I'm cool. I hope it's like I'm a little bit of a podcast snob.
Yeah.
Because I've been in podcasting since it started. So like, I get a little rubbed the wrong way when I see like a TV pitch as a podcast, mm-hmm. and then you see like the network suits put their thumbprint all over it.
Well, everybody was doing the backlash, at least in our world, like comedians, when Conan got a podcast and then he got all the press. People were like, because he was on the cover of something like
Top 10 Podcasts,
like, or like Revolutionizing Podcast. Everybody was like, what are you talking about? And everyone loves Conan. They were just,
I love
like,
Conan too. I love Conan, and I bet his podcast is fantastic. He's an amazing interviewer. Mm-hmm. But I just, there's something that rubs me wrong when I see celebrities get into podcasting and not really give a fuck about it. Yeah. Just know that they're, I'm not saying that Zach's doing this at all, but I'm saying like that when they go, I just need a mortgage.
Who's Zach?
Fucking Dax.
Okay.
Fucking Dax. I'm sorry, Dax. Right. So I actually like Dax a lot. I fucking was a huge fan of his on Punk'd when Punk'd was out.
Yeah.
I was loved him in Punk'd. And then all his other shit, I think he's awesome. Chips, fucking great. I'm trying to stretch for shit I've seen him in. I'm trying to think of.
He's in Idiocracy.
He's awesome in Idiocracy.
I like money.
Yeah. He's great in Idiocracy. He is. He's great, man. He's awesome. And I love him and Christina. Now I'm doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
Him and Kristen Bell.
Yeah.
I think, but you guys should dethrone them.
How should we do it? Should we just go to their house?
No. Just, you guys need to reach out to people and be like, Tom has a hilarious way of waking up his children.
We would never do that.
Hey, no, that's your wife. Christina shares hilarious video of kids serenading daddy when he got home from work.
That's right. I remember now, I just had a flashback to when he got her a sloth, right?
By the way, that was a great sloth. Fucking video. That was a great fucking video. That was a legit fucking awesome. Like, I watched, I didn't know who she was. I knew who she was, but like, I didn't know, I didn't know she's as talented as she is. Like, celebrity gets so fucking broad stroke that you start to dislike people as celebrities and forget they're so talented.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like what Johnny Depp did right was like, yo, I get it. I'm an actor and I like that, but you shouldn't worship me. I'm like, I'm just a fucked up dude.
Did he do that?
Dude, he wouldn't do press for his shows and he'd go on and be notoriously difficult. And I think this is back when we wanted our celebrities to be like soft shoeing it on David Letterman. And now I think it's flipped where it's like every celebrity, I would say there's a majority of celebrities aren't even that talented, you know?
Yeah.
And then you see someone like Kristen Bell who is, I'm talking tits talented. She is so fucking talented.
You what, do you watch her stuff or something?
She's in every fucking Frozen. She's in Frozen. She's the fucking...
She's the voice of Frozen?
She's the one who sings. She sings in Frozen.
Really?
Dude, she is amazingly
is
talented.
True?
Yeah, dude, pull up Kristen Bell's fucking... By the way, this not to like... The Kristen Bell is fucking legit. Look at that. Yeah, dude, legit. Can you imagine if that's your fucking mom and your mom's singing the Frozen theme song?
Scroll
down, let's see your IMDb. Kristen Bell's the fucking tits in Hollywood. She is the one of the most talented people in our fucking city.
So I know that she's what was that show that
The Great Place.
The Good Place.
Great Place.
The Good Place.
Good Place. She was in Veronica Mars? Go to just the pictures, Nadav. We can't read that. Go to just the known four. And let's see the pictures.
Yeah.
Bert
prefers pictures.
She was in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. She was awesome in that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Dude, Kristen Bell's legit fucking talented.
Yeah, I agree.
Legit.
What is that?
She needs a fucking podcast.
Right, now scroll down. I don't know what that is.
Central Park TV, The Good Place.
Veronica Mars.
Let's get off her fucking TV work. Jesus Christ. Let's see some real fucking shit. She was in Teen Titans Go, the movie. Family Guy. Dude, The Disaster Artist. What is that one?
That's the one what's his name? Who made that girl blow him?
Buffalo 66?
No. The other.
Harvey Weinstein?
No. The good looking guy. What's his name? James Franco. Remember he held that girl's head down? Not in the movie, in real life. No. Yeah.
I can't be a part of slandering James Franco. He goes to my spin class.
I'm not slandering him.
You fucking...
That girl, an actress accused him of like...
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Look it up. Pull it up.
Everyone's done that once though, right? Just grab a little ponytail and be like, and I'm in control.
I think...
Two women say... Five women, but it just keeps increasing. I saw James Franco. I saw James Franco in my spin class.
Yeah.
I really shouldn't put this out there. If I can put it out there now that the spin class is closed.
Yeah.
I was going into the bathroom, and there was a naked dude showering. And the curtain was kind of open.
You could even say there was just a dude showering.
He was naked. Okay. He was naked.
Okay.
I guess I could say he was a dude showering.
Yeah.
Dude showering. And he, I saw him kind of, and I thought, That's James Franco. I didn't even see his face. I just saw his back and the side of his cheek, and his beard was so recognizable. I thought, that's James Franco. I thought that to myself.
Uh-huh.
I thought, huh. And I was like, what are the odds James Franco is showering at my spin class? I go out, I put my shoes on, and fucking James Franco walks out. And dude, I am a huge James Franco fan. I think he's fucking awesome. When he played James Dean in that fucking movie.
Yeah.
Dude, come
on. I think this we should add to Bertus Interruptus the Drinking Game. I am a huge fucking fan. Because you're never a casual fan.
I've never
of anybody.
I've never just kind of been like, Kristen Bell's the fucking.
Yeah.
She is Hollywood's gem. Without Kristen Bell, Hollywood would not. I don't know how every role doesn't go to her first. James Franco is the best actor of our generation.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, he's great. Who's the girl whose head he held down?
What? By the way, James Franco is never going to like us now.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm not saying he did it. I want to be clear. I'm saying that a well-known actress.
Are you talking about blowjob hand on the back of her head type stuff?
Well, that's what I thought would be interesting to pull up right
now. If you're in a car, where are your hands supposed to go? You can't put them in the steering wheel,
right?
Like not drop, like parked,
right?
You're not. Would it like?
You're supposed to go.
Like, put them up like this.
Like this, right? This is on the steering wheel. This is on her head.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it?
Yeah, yeah. Like if you're driving, you put your hand on the back of her head. That's where it naturally lands.
Yeah.
Hand on the back of the head or on the base of her neck, and you grab it like this. Wait, who? That's a joke, everybody. Forrest Roadhead. Go to Forrest Roadhead.
That's what he searched.
Oh.
That is not how to find the result. Go to his Wikipedia.
First
Jesus,
off,
have you ever looked anything up before?
Nadav. You're the reason people hate Israelis. Man, people really hate Israelis too.
They do?
Oh, Jewish people hate Israelis.
Oh, I see what you mean. American.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. And I think everywhere else in the entire fucking universe also. I mean, Palestinians aren't huge fans.
No, I got it.
You're still getting...
Ali Sheedy. That's what I'm talking about. Ali Sheedy. See?
What?
Yeah.
No. No.
Yes, she's the one who said...
Wait, how old was James Franco? 15?
And a former girlfriend forced him oral sex while they were dating. But I thought Ali Sheedy was the one who said that it was dry. I don't know. I'm reading the fucking article, man.
Ali Sheedy's like fucking 56.
Wait, she can't suck your dick?
No, I'm just saying it's an odd choice for James Franco to go, you know what? I'm going to go vintage this weekend.
I mean, maybe.
I'm going to go antiquing. Gaw, 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 gaw.
I think it was probably,
did I just come up with a new phrase of fucking old chicks, antiquing? La, 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 la.
I think you may have.
I'm going to go.
Now type in James Franco, Ali Sheedy, and you get the bigger story. God,
he's like
fucking fully TikToked.
Fully TikToked. Why Ali Sheedy calls out Golden Globe winner James Franco on Twitter. She called him out on Twitter.
Okay. What did she say?
Man, back in the day, Ali Sheedy could get it.
She can get it now.
Yeah?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm going
to. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Maybe if you're at a.
Maybe. Maybe. Okay, hold on. Set the scene. Set the scene and see if Ali Sheedy gets it.
Okay, you're in an antique store.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
I said, by the way, I had a fantasy this morning looking at Leanne drinking coffee out of her cup, and I went, I feel like I'm about to fuck a divorcee who lives in Sedona. Like the way her coffee mug was, mm-hmm. It was like old and big, and she had like a sweater on.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, she's getting
through some
shit.
You haven't been with a man in a while.
Yeah, yeah. You have a bathtub that has a skylight, and you look at the stars at night and think about the painting you'll make the next day.
And you're really trying to get good with you right now.
You know,
you're just trying to be like, who am I? I'm reading a lot. I'm meditating. What you need is a guy to pin you down.
What if Ali Sheedy's a big fan of our podcast and we didn't know that? What if Kristen Bell, Dax Shepard, and Ali Sheedy are all on a road trip right now? And they're like, this fucking podcast sucks. James Franco's on a motorcycle. Yeah, I'll hold her head down. Fucker.
I think you definitely lost Franco right there.
Franco's my guy. I'm a big Franco fan.
I remember when I saw him showering and I was like, that looks like him.
By the way, Nadav looks like Seth Rogen after the quarantine.
Oh, that's good.
are you afraid you got the COVID?
No, here's the thing. I cannot be convinced that I haven't had it.
I think
because
I've had it.
I get everything. I get sick 10 times a year.
Yeah.
I'm always getting sick. And I think it's whatever. I've tested my immune system. It's not that. I just feel like as travelers and as just a regular piece of shit, I always get sick.
I feel like I got it.
And knowing that so many people are asymptomatic, I'm like, I just got to find out.
How many people are asymptomatic?
Tons.
Really?
Yeah. And then other people have had it and had mild reactions to it. You know what I mean? Like a cough and then they recover it. So it affects people differently, and that's what makes me so curious.
I'm shocked. What spooked Rogan was that Michael Yo got it.
Yeah,
because he's in great shape.
Michael Yo's in great shape. Really healthy guy, takes care of himself, and he ended up with pneumonia.
I traumatized my children watching his fucking, where he's like, you die alone. And George is like, maybe we shouldn't be watching this.
And they tell you, I've seen other stories in the news about like one lady, a nurse helped her FaceTime her mother so that she could say bye, and then she died, you know? My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer a peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. The thing about buying jewelry is you really don't know what you're getting into. You don't know what you're looking at often. And the great thing about working with Blue Nile is you have somebody who's a true expert that can help guide you along the way so you don't feel lost, so you know what these diamond grades are, you know you're getting real value. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you don't, they offer 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
I liked when we were doing sexual assault stories. It was more fun. Jesus Christ.
Did you tell your kids that?
I told my kids. I said, Georgia wanted to go over to her friend's house. I said, no, I'm letting her go on bike rides with her friends. Like, they can ride bikes and that's fine, but not, like, can't hang out, can't do anything. Because you can't just keep them in their fucking house. They'll lose their goddamn mind. Isla hasn't done anything. Isla hasn't changed out of the same pajamas in like a week. And she just is cool with it. Like, she doesn't give a fuck.
She likes
it. She sleeps till 2.
Till 2?
Oh, that kid sleeps.
What time does she go to bed?
Like 2 in the morning. She's up all fucking night. She doesn't wait. I mean,
what grade is she in?
I don't know. Fucking Who knows? She...
How old is she?
She's 13. She's in eighth grade. She's going into ninth. But yeah, Isla is on her own. You know what she got? Like, I was telling this to someone the other day. She wants to... We sat down and watched a movie last night. She goes, pull up Blackwater. I go, what? She goes, Blackwater. It looks great, Dad. Type in Blackwater. It was the... This is what she wanted to watch with me last night. It's a movie with Mark Ruffalo. Not the one with Jean-Claude Van Damme. Not there's a lot of Blackwaters. James, it's with Blackwater with Mark Ruffalo. It's a movie about DuPont flooding the waters with.
I saw the trailer. It looks terrible.
I go, why would you want to watch
it? So depressing.
She goes, oh, me and you get into a thriller tonight. And I was like, why don't we look for something else? And she goes, all right, pull up 1917. I go, wait, who have you been hanging out with?
A World War One movie.
Yeah, and then she was like, fine, Onward. And that's the one where the dude loses half his body.
Ugh.
No, it's I pitched it wrong. It's good. It's like I think like Spider-Man's in it. It's a long. I'm really pitching it horribly.
These corporate corruption ones are. I always get bummed out by them.
I never. Can
when they're
I tell
like,
you?
Oh, and then they're dumping their toxic shit. Everybody got AIDS in this town, and like
I always sit there on the other side of it and go, "Don't snitch, man. Just keep your job. Stay happy."
Yeah.
Like I never. Side on the right side of those, like, and all of them, I'm always like, why are you fucking snitching?
Yeah,
like, shut your fucking mouth, get your paycheck, and hang out with your family, man. Go to the country club; they love you. Why are you fucking? He was good to you. He gave you a fucking job.
Exactly. If somebody gives you a job, you shut the fuck up.
The firm.
Yeah.
When Tom Cruise decides to take him down, I'm like, what are you doing, man? They're sending you to the fucking Cayman Islands once every quarter to go scuba diving. Fucking relax, man.
Yeah. Take it easy. Let people steal.
I would be horrible about that. I don't know if I'd snitch.
You know when you snitch? When your attorney presents you with either or. That's how it happens. Everybody goes like, I won't snitch. And then there's a time when your attorney sits across from you and goes, here's the deal.
Oh.
They're making you an offer. You can either talk and do 16 months at a fucking country club jail where you can play racquetball during the day, or you're going to do 35 years at a supermax.
I couldn't do 35 years at a supermax. Right. I couldn't do that.
Yeah, Bert did it.
I would snitch so quick in that. I would never be the guy. I'd never be a whistleblower. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would never be a whistleblower at all. I just would. I would want to keep it the way it is.
Do you think Zach would?
Who?
Zach.
You mean Dax?
Oh, sorry.
Dax is a whistleblower.
You think so?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Why?
Because he's married to Kristen Bell.
What does that have to do with anything?
Like, they're fucking good.
Oh.
Like, he's a good guy. He'd definitely be a whistleblower.
Mm.
Like, he's not a company man, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he seems like a guy who does his own thing. He used to party, man.
How do you know that?
I saw an interview with him where he talked about his sobriety and how much
he's sober now?
Yeah, and Kristen Bell smokes weed. Like, legit vape pen.
You've been doing that sound a lot.
I know. I don't know why.
Where did that come from?
I have no idea. I started doing it.
Did you get
it.
A horse recently? You're always doing that now.
I'm doing it a lot.
Yeah.
Hey.
You do your hand thing? Yeah.
No, he one time he was drunk and his motorcycle fell on his leg. So wait, like,
how do you know all these things about him?
I know weird facts about Dax that just because I was a fan of his. I was like a legit, like I liked him. And so like an article would come up and like, I like that whole age of those dudes, like the Ashton Kutcher, Dax, that whole generation was when I thought I should have been famous. Like I was like, I should be getting a job or I should be working or booking something.
With these guys, basically.
I thought me and Ashton would be such close friends.
Well, it seems
we hung
like
out one time. One time. Yeah,
where?
One time. At the at a radio, my talk show. I had a talk show on FX called The X Show. And
oh, that's right.
I interviewed him and he came in and he was like, hey, you got like a beer or something? And I was like, yeah. And I was doing the interview. So I went in and grabbed a couple Heinekens and I sat with him. And we talked, and he was the coolest fucking guy. He was like, yeah, I just built a deck. Like, and I was like, really? And he was like, yeah. And He was very down to earth. He was pitching himself a little too down to earth. Like, you could tell it was a little branding. Like, he was slamming valets. Like, I don't let valets. No one fucking gets in my car and drives my car. What the fuck? That's an LA thing. I'm old school. I find a parking spot. And I was like, eh, let it go. Like, I remember being like, I love valets. Like, get with the times, Captain. But we had a couple Heinekens and talked about this deck he built at his house. He told me where he lived and was like, he used to live right off Franklin, I think, is where he said. And he was like, yeah, man, you should come over. And I was like, 100%, 100%. I was thinking, this is when I was single, too. I was like, can you imagine the pussy that gets kicked out of there at 2 a.m.? Like, that's fucking top shelf for me. But yeah, and so like Sean William Scott.
Yeah.
Sean William Scott, Ashton Kutcher,
Dax I haven't seen
Shepherd.
That guy in a while.
I think he has legit, there is a huge deep dive you can do on that guy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, there was, and this is getting into slander territory.
Yeah.
But I think he's had, I don't think this is slander, but I think he had problems with drugs and alcohol pretty aggressively. Like, more than the average dude, I think. Like, 100%. Like, and I say I'm the average dude. Wait, what, am I getting into slander territory?
No, it's a fun verbal ride you just went on.
But I got into a deep dive on that guy because I said, what happened to Sean William Scott? And then I got into this huge fucking rabbit hole where I had to like text Jason Biggs and be like, I thought I'd be friends with Jason Biggs. Like, all those guys were like famous.
You texted him about Sean?
Oh, yeah.
To say like, what happened?
Uh-huh.
And?
And I think. And so.
Woo! So do you have, wait. Did you get an answer?
Not really. But I think Hollywood was rough on this guy, Jason William Scott.
John.
This guy, William Scott. This fucking Scott guy. The fucking Scott guy. You know the one I'm talking about. I'm bad with fucking names.
All right.
Sorry. I haven't drank in like almost 19 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. Nothing. Oh well, I drank and smoked weed with Rogan, and I don't count Xanax. But yeah. No, I'll tell you. You want to know how many days I haven't drank? I've got a timer on my phone.
Okay.
Sean William Scott is I thought like myself, him, Ashton Kutcher, Dax Shepard, we'd all be boys. We'd hang out. We'd make fun of the kid from, who's the guy? We make fun of like, what's the guy from the fucking thing? Never mind. God damn it.
Yeah, I don't know where any of that was going.
Fashion model. Wait, what does it say he's doing now?
He's a private guy.
He's got hand tattoos.
He married somebody last year. He has a dog named Dude.
He seems like he's doing well based off of his Wikipedia. You ready?
Okay.
16 days, 23 hours, 21 minutes, and 7 seconds.
Since you had a drink? Any drink?
Technically.
Wait, what's technically?
Well, like, I drank with Rogan, but I don't count it.
Why do you not count that?
Because it was with Rogan.
That doesn't make any sense.
It does. It's work.
Like, it's no, not, you got to like, reset that so it's accurate.
Uh-uh. We're not resetting it. We got 16 days.
But how many days do you really have?
16.
No. When did you drink with Rogan?
Last Tuesday. Right?
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplish something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fellow the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Is your beer fridge feeling a little empty? DoorDash is your door to beer without the run. Whatever drink you're in the mood for, they've got you. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code BEARS. 24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. I mean, there's like sometimes you just don't want to leave. That's me. Once we're at a spot and we're hanging out, I just don't want to leave. And now you don't have to. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25%, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code BEARS24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Monday, last Monday. So it's not 16 days.
It's whatever. It's 16-ish days.
It's 8, 9, 10. It's 10 days.
It's 10 days, but it's 16 total.
Man.
That's why I'm not an alcoholic, because I can, like, an alcoholic would...
I wonder... Okay, you should never negotiate for yourself. Ever. On anything.
Okay.
I mean, I'm taking it that Leanne speaks up, right?
When
Okay, buying a house or a car or something.
Yeah. Oh.
I bet you're like, yeah, whatever.
I folded so quick. Remember we were talking about we wanted to redo this house?
Yeah.
And wanted, like, all the things we wanted to do are kind of like shifting based on the economy. And like things where I was like, fuck it, I don't care, are now shifting back to like, oh, okay, leave it the way it is.
Yeah.
And dude, I folded so quick on that pool. Do you remember I was talking to you about the pool?
Oh my God.
I folded so quick on that fucking pool.
I actually thought, and it's not crazy if you know Bert, he's like, I think I want to move my pool. And I thought he meant that he was going to take the pool at his current house and have it like excavated and moved. And I was like, this is the dumbest fucking thing you have ever said. But you meant...
The current pool at the house.
The new house.
The new house, which I don't know if we'll ever live in, is in a really bad spot. It just is not my favorite spot to put a pool. It's just stupid. It's like someone put a pool in 1972, mm-hmm. and it looks like it's from 19. It's by the way, it's like fucking 15.
Can I
feet
ask
deep.
You this about a pool like that? When you go, I want a pool in a different spot. Does that mean, do they fill it in and just go like that becomes?
First off,
yeah,
it
because you don't actually move, right?
No. Yeah, they tear the pool out, they rip it out.
Oh, they
rip out the rebar.
So it's basically. Fill that with dirt where
no,
it was.
No. This is why.
I don't understand.
Initially, I was like, move the pool. And they're like, it's going to cost a lot of money. I said, I don't care. I'm not going to live in the house I'm going to live in for the rest of my life with the pool where it is. I don't like it there. I want it to be where I want it to be. Like, I want it. It's like, if the house is here, the pool's here up against the fence.
Yeah.
And you're like, why wouldn't it be in the middle of the yard where you walk out into the backyard, you see this beautiful pool?
Yeah, yeah.
And so they're like, it's going to cost a lot. I was like, I don't care. I just whatever it costs, just do it. Don't tell me what it costs, because if you tell me what it costs, I won't want to do it. But, and I'll tell you why, because whatever we spent on this pool right now is someone's made fun of me because it's not the biggest pool. It's not. It's like, but I'm in it every fucking day.
You love your pool.
I love it. I love it more than anything. And I said to Leanne, it doesn't matter when you're going to use something every single day. Cost doesn't matter. It's a part of your life, a lifestyle. It makes you happy.
Right.
I get in the pool every fucking night, every morning, every night, and I get in it and I look up at the King Palm and I sit back and I feel like I'm taking a vacation. I don't think about anything. I love it. So I said, Leanne, I don't care what the price is. Let's move the fucking pool. I want to be in it every single day. And then they told me the price and I was like, all right, I can live with the pool where it is. I mean, you got to tear out that pool,
mm-hmm.
then not just fill it in with dirt. You've got to regrade all, you got to take all the dirt out everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the whole backyard, you got to remove all the dirt and then replace it, because if you just dig out and try to pack this dirt isn't stable anymore.
Don't you wish you were one of the those types, like the guy, like those shows where they go, we're going to redo this house, and you knew how to do all those things? What's the one where it's the couple? You know what I mean? Where she's like...
Chip and Joanna?
Yes. And she's always like, you're a fucking idiot. He's like, I love you.
Well, I'm just a good old boy having a good old time with a brick. Hey, yeah. Johnny Joe, catch this.
That, their whole vibe is he's like, I can't believe she lets me fuck her. Yeah. And then her, she's just like, I can't believe I fucked this guy. That's how they come across on every episode.
Yeah.
But don't you admire that he's like, yeah, I'll just fucking build a whole new wing onto this thing. And then he just does it. And like,
but that's the whole mantra of the show is they doubled down on Waco. They're redoing houses in Waco, Texas. There's so many articles about.
She's so dismissive of him.
I think she's sexy as fuck.
No, she is. But I'm saying she's always just like, ugh. Like her vibe is like, I'm stuck.
Yeah. But I think that's, you know what? I really think they got into television at the time where Scripps told them who they were,
dictated the dynamic.
Like, you know what works for us a little bit? Like in the.
She hates your guts. You can't believe. Yeah.
You can't believe you're lucky enough to be married to her.
Yeah.
And then you need to be a little more. And I think they just leaned into it. I think they would argue with that. They go, this is our relationship. But I guarantee
fix
you.
Fix her upper. Yeah. But I wish he.
I can't watch your show. And I'm not a big fan of the show. To be dead honest with you, I am more attached to. I'm not an HGTV guy. I'm a DIY guy. Uh-huh. Like DIY is a lot of the real people doing it themselves, so I can connect with that.
I can't do any of those things.
Oh.
Anything. I'm such a fucking incompetent shit when it comes from anything handy. I mean, I've called people to come to the house and then they've been like, just push that. And I'm like, oh, sorry. And they're like, okay.
Do you fantasize when you see like building off the grid or main cabin builders?
Yeah, all that shit, man.
I look at that and go. Last night I watched Building Off the Grid out of South Carolina with this guy who was in love with collared shirts, apparently.
Yeah.
That's all he fucking wore was collared shirts to do all his work in. And I fantasized about like, I would love, I said, Leanne, why the fuck are we here? Let's build a yurt. I've seen so many yurts been built.
A what?
A yurt.
What's that?
To pull up a yurt, it's easier to show you than explain to you. But it's basically a pop-up tent that they come like pre-assembled. They come where all you got to do is assemble them. You've got to build the foundation, but then you just kind of like...
You put like that in your yard?
No, I want to put it in the mountains and then live in a yurt. I went up and stayed at a yurt at like 8,000 feet, 7,000 feet in Idaho. I think it was in Idaho.
I hope that my kids don't like camping.
That don't like camping?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why? You don't like camping?
I hate camping.
I love the first night of camping. I hate the next morning when you're hungover and you're like, wow, I didn't sleep at all.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, my balls smell like fucking wolf.
I was scratching my ass the other day, like really scratching it. And then I was in bed. I got distracted and I was like, oh, you know what they should do? I took Christina. She goes, what? I go, they should flatten your nose out. Like I would love for them. And I went like that and I flattened her nose. And she was like, what the fuck? And I go, what? She goes, did you just scratch your ass? And I was like, oh, yeah, a while ago. She was like, could you not rub it all over my face? And I go,
oh, that's so
I go, I didn't rub it on her. She goes, you just pushed my face.
I'm doing it to Leanne, and I'm putting it on Instagram.
Yeah.
You know what would be great if they flattened your nose out, like it was flat?
Yeah, and just like have a real, you got to get like a good scratch.
Oh, I showered for the first time in a week today. yeah. I mean,
are we using your same alcohol counter? Is it actually?
It might be 2 weeks. I haven't been showering a lot because I've been getting in the pool and I count those as showers. So I'm like,
that is one of, you know, that is viewed as one of your gnarliest traits, right?
Is not showering.
People have decided that the brand is really gross when they go Burt pool showers. Those are not
pool showers. I've pool showered my whole life.
Is it a saltwater pool?
Chlorine, and then I rinse off in the hose.
And that's a shower.
Legit shower.
So no soap in any part of that.
Or just wash off the bad stinky parts.
But how do you wash it?
Just with hose. You hose it out.
But that's not washing, though.
Yeah, but I'm not using soap. But what is soap technically?
What?
I mean, like, is there any scientific facts on, like, soap is better for you than just rinsing?
I think we know that soap is antibacterial.
Not all of it. Like, not like the, what, today, soaps are made from fats and oils. So you're just saying I'm rubbing fats and oils on my body, and then And that's better for me than the soap you use in the shower is not antibacterial.
No.
It's just fats and oils. So I think you get just as good a shower with a hose.
You always have real strong arguments, but I don't know if this
How is soap what's the base made up of soap? Look, fats and oils. Melt, fats, oils, glycerins, and natural ingredients.
Yeah.
Samponification is lye. It's alkaline.
But is soap just inherently antibacterial?
No. There's antibacterial soap and then there's soap. Like the soap you dial isn't antibacterial. Type in is dial antibacterial. Dial was made antibacterial, but not anymore.
What does it say, not anymore?
It says now it's ingredients of benzochloriatamine and benzolathotamine. Antimicrobial. It's antimicrobial. Very different. Healthier skin, healthier for you. They basically want you to rub shit into your skin so that you feel cleaner. But
now, I know there's a lot of gross pigs out there who like... They live by the way, anti-soap lifestyle, you know, like that.
I don't live anti-soap, anti-deodorant, but I just go.
You anti-deodorant?
No, I'm pro-deodorant. I'm pro-deodorant, not anti-perspirant.
You know what I'm really liking right now?
What?
Dry spray deodorant.
Oh.
I only got into it like a couple months ago.
Have you ever used dry shampoo?
No.
That's fucking awesome.
Well, look at this head. Do you think I really need?
Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah. Are you done? Are you not going to get hair transplants?
Nah. I thought about because I'm a comedian. I don't feel like it fucking,
Does it depress you to get older?
No.
I get depressed getting older.
No, I've always felt like I was old. So.
Really?
Yeah. I just feel like it. I actually feel like I'm coming more into my self that I'll be like at 50, everyone's like, that's who I always thought you were. Yeah.
Does it bum you out when you hear Christina talk about aging, because she's older than you and Leanne's older than me.
Mm-hmm.
We both married older women.
Yeah.
Does it bum you out when she talks about like, ugh, I'm going to be 40, whatever.
Yeah.
And you're like, stop. Like I always go to Leanne. Leanne keeps going. Leanne started telling everyone I'm 50. I go, you're not 50. She goes, yeah, I know, but I'm going to be 50. I go, no, don't say that. That's really sad. Like, don't say that. Like
does it bum her out to be turning 50?
No, she loves it.
Oh, she does.
She fucking loves it. She's like, I've always been an old soul.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, if you tell everyone you're 50, that's fine. Just make sure to go, he's not. He's 47. He's a lot younger than me. Like, just point out, I'm younger, you're old.
This doesn't sound like what you brought up is what the point you were trying to make.
I don't know what point I was trying to make.
So, do you...
Wait, who's older, Kristen Bell or Dax? Who do you think? Dax is probably 10 years older than her.
I don't think so.
She's got to be 20. She got to be 32. He's easily 45.
She's 39.
Whoa. He's 45.
You're nailed.
Fucking nailed that. Yeah. Born January 2nd, 1975.
Okay.
39? She does not look 39. Well, I guess she does, maybe. Indina Menzel.
Who's that?
Is the other voice in Frozen.
Oh.
She's fucking amazing. What would you rather do? Be able to sing or dance?
Oh, sing.
Right?
Yeah.
I would love to be able to just... the kind of voice
well,
that...
Well, give us a sample.
Okay. Pick a song.
How about...
God bless America.
How about more of a pop song?
God bless America. I have a great fucking voice.
I'm thinking more like something like En Vogue or something, or Rihanna or something.
Oh, I don't know. Hey, give me a song real quick. Give me the lyrics to a song. I'm going to improv it. Pick out a song I may not know.
No, you're never going to get it by En Vogue.
Okay. Never gonna get, never gonna get it.
There you go.
Never gonna get, never gonna get it. Never gonna get, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, not this time. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it. I remember how it used to be. You never was this nice. You can't fool me. Now you're making me change. The more you talk, the more things sound the same. What makes you think you can get back into her life? Okay. I don't remember.
No, that was really good.
I don't remember how the chorus goes.
No, no, I think we're good there.
Do this. Pull up a song. Pull up a song, and I will freestyle it, and I will, like, pick up a song I don't know, like something from like Bieber, someone who's hot. Like, what's the girl's name that married dated Pete Davidson? Ariana Grande.
Oh, Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Just pick out anything that I don't know that I don't know the lyrics to. I already know that. Thank you. Okay. Next.
You already know that song?
I think I do.
Okay. Just Ariana Grande lyrics. There you go.
Okay.
Pick one of those songs there. How about
I don't know. No
tears left.
I don't know
cry.
That song. So okay. So I'm gonna freestyle it.
Okay.
No here, tears. Let's do a duet.
Huh?
Let's do a duet.
Right there. No tears left to cry.
Okay. All right.
I feel, I feel like you. This is really your time to shine.
Okay. When I throw to you, can you help me with the chorus?
Oh, okay.
Wait, let's go to the chorus. The chorus is, I'm picking it up. I'm picking it up, picking it up. Loving my living, we're turning it up. We're giving it up. We're turning it up.
Wait a minute.
You're coughing a lot for a healthy person.
Well, I'm not. Okay. I'm not healthy.
Right now, I'm in a state of mind. I wanna be in like all the time. I ain't got no tears left to cry. So I'm picking it up. I'm picking it up. I'm loving, I'm living, I'm picking it up, I'm picking it up, I'm picking it up. I'm loving, I'm living, I'm picking it up. Oh, yeah. I'm
picking it up.
Picking it up.
Picking it up.
Loving, I'm living.
So we turn it up.
Loving, I'm living, and we're turning it up. Turning it up. Ain't got no tears in my body. I ran out, boy, but boy. I like it, I like it, I like it. No matter how, what, where, who tries it, we're out here
vibing,
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 we vibing,
we vibing,
we vibing. Come on out, even when it's raining down. Can't stop, can't shut your mouth, shut your mouth. And baby, you know I'm in that state of mind. What do you think?
That was really, really impressive.
Yeah.
You know what it reminds me of?
What?
How natural you just are really good at impressions.
I feel really good, right?
Yeah.
Wait, let's take a freestyle. Let's freestyle.
I think we're good. I think we did it. I think we could shift to impressions if you want to go back there.
I am always good for a couple impressions. Yeah. Or we can take a freestyle beat from Seamus and both throw some freestyles down.
Oh, I see what you mean. Oh.
Yeah. I wonder if I saved them under Seamus. Did you see this pussy challenge where people jump on their phone with their pussy?
Yeah, I thought that was a while ago.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was, right? Yeah. But you guys were group texting that last night. Do you like that?
Yeah, I do.
What part of it?
You ready? Seamus said, stop, stop.
Sorry.
That's like saying the N-word in my ear. Okay. All right, you ready? I'm going to send it to you, Nadav, and then you play it. And then we're going to freestyle to it, okay?
I'm not freestyling. What are you talking about?
We're definitely fucking freestyling.
What?
We're definitely freestyling. No. Nadav, I'm texting it to you right now.
What are you texting?
A beat. I get beats from, so a lot of times, Seamus from Cesar Face.
Yeah, Cesar Face.
He really not worships, but he respects my bars. And so I'll spit bars to him, and he'll be like, thanks, man. I needed that right now. So he sends me beats.
Yeah.
You don't get beats?
No.
You don't get beats from Seamus?
I don't get beats from Seamus.
Here, I'll send you a couple, Nadav. And then you pick the one that you like the best.
Do we have to go yet?
No. We still got plenty of time. Let's see how my post is doing on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
On Twitter.
Did you put it on Instagram?
I put it on Instagram, but Instagram pulled it down.
Already?
I'm sure they did. You got beats? Ooh. Instagram. I'll tell you how many likes it's gotten. It's not doing very well on Instagram.
No?
No, because not everyone's swiping. They don't know what to do. They're like, ugh, cool. I don't care.
It's doing well on Twitter.
For real?
Yep.
Let's see. All right, let's do some freestyle.
I really don't think that's going to happen.
You ready?
No, I'm ready to listen to you. I feel like I'm just at the show. Go ahead.
We'll go back and forth, right? Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm the machine, and I'm with Big Tommy Buns. We do Two Bears, One Cave, have lots of fun. Sometimes we run trains on comedy. You don't know him, but you better know me. My name is Bert. I like to squirt. If you happens quick, it will not hurt. I like to dip a jump, bam. Ramp, 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 ramp. I'm the man. Go, Tommy, I'll pass the flow to you, and you pick it up like a penny and a Jew.
Go. I really enjoyed that.
Come on, come on. Here we go, here we go. His name. Ready? Oh, here we go. Okay. He's Tom Segura. He's Allura.
See, that you can cut it. That was awesome.
Okay.
I think you have a natural skill at this.
Okay. Okay, keep going. I'm going to read my freestyles.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I have legit freestyles, I write. Yeah, I got to find.
Go ahead.
This is, okay. Let me see. Anytime.
I think my favorite when you went, have 7 minutes. Yeah, down again. Wow.
Anytime you hear I love you. No.
So you write these down? These are pre-written?
I pre-wrote some freestyles.
Okay.
And then I just gotta find them because I take so many fucking...
When did you start doing this? You've been...
I do it in my car.
You start like just rapping to yourself?
I just gotta find... If I type in machine, it'll probably come up. Because I'm sure I've rapped machine. How many times do you?
Machine. Do people yell machine to you?
Yeah.
Like when you're walking down the street?
Yeah, I love it.
You love it.
I fucking love it.
What is your rapper name?
Yeah, here we go.
Do you have one?
Yeah.
A rapper name?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's Edward Penis Lips.
So are we going to get your written lyrics?
I'm going to try.
Okay.
These are just freestyles that I just voice dictated. Okay. So yeah, same free beat.
All right.
Doesn't sound like the same beat.
No. Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna give. I'll give them to you. Okay. Yeah. 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 Getting my timing down. Here we go. Oh, here we go. Start it right at the top, right now. I'm 47 years young, and they call me the machine. Party hard at night. Spin classes in the morning. Okay, I messed it up. Do it again. Do it again.
This is really good.
All right, here we go. Yeah, all right. Pick it up at the top. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Here we go. 47 years young, they call me the machine. Party hard at night, spin classes, Mickey Mantle gene. Every time you like that though? You like that? Okay, here we go. Hitting the road in the tour bus champ, giving out chest stamps. Quit Travel Channel because now they don't mind. I don't think there's any rapper that talks about the Travel Channel. I'm so bad.
What happened to the lyrics?
I read Travel Channel and I'm like, no.
Can
no,
I do them?
No.
Let me do the lyrics.
No.
That's a good one. Come on.
Okay. Stop coughing with the COVID.
Sorry.
I'm not even going to look at him.
Okay.
But you got to fucking for real
I'm
wrap
gonna,
up.
I'm
don't
perform
kind
it.
Of
I'm
wrap
gonna
up.
I'm going to perform it.
Yeah, okay. Okay, there's the top one I didn't use either. I don't know what that says.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Turn my headphones up, man. 47 years young, they call me the machine. Party hard at night, spin class in the morning with the Mickey Mantle gene. Hitting the road on the tour bus champ, giving out chest stamps, quit working for Travel Channel. Now it's 44 and I'm on my second sold out world tour.
There we go.
Body shots first, birdie boy second. Ending up in Moscow and St. Petersburg chain checking. San Jose, Sacktown, and Bakersfield taking off my shirt so you know I keep it real.
Oh, yeah.
So the girls get pussy feels. Not racist, not even a little bit. I take that back. I'm not a fan of Inuits. Never met one, but I really want to. 3 months ago, I got drugged by a Jew. 2 kids, 3 dogs, and a cat. Full head of hair. Nah, that's just bullshit.
I'm sweating so bad.
Woo!
So bad.
You're a lyricist.
Wait,
man.
Tell me you don't love the line. Tell me you don't love the line. Not racist, not even a little bit. I take that back. I'm not a big fan of Inuits.
That was your best lyric.
Oh.
That was really good, Bert. I'm really proud of you.
Never met one, but I really want to. 3 months ago, I got drugged by a Jew.
By the way, do you notice that I would edit on the fly?
It was really good.
Of all your misspellings.
So maybe that's what we do is I'll write the freestyles, you rap them.
Okay.
I'll be Ice Cube, you be Eazy-E.
Okay. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, and then we'll put on an album.
This is going to be a huge hit.
I think so. We'll have our wives do it. We'll do skits like old.
By the way, I got so many questions about the Two Bears hat, like on all my social media.
I got private ones of dudes hitting me up going like, hey man, for real, what's the deal with the hat?
I've never had anything like that. Here's what happened. So yesterday I hit up our boy, you know, at the hat company.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, what's up? He's Lysol on his phone.
Yeah, you just touched it with your Inuit. I'm fucking lighting up Inuits today.
Yeah, you really are. I said, what's the deal? So I paid for the hats. I remember I sent you that.
Yeah,
mail.
Yeah.
I paid for that like, I don't know, 10 days ago. I go, are they en route? And he goes, let me check. And then he goes, oh, did you request them to come in July? And I was like, of course not. Why would I do that?
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm checking out two things right now. One is that it was mistakenly ordered
burns.
Later.
Oh, that burns.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have done that.
Oh, fuck, that burns.
He put hand sanitizer in his eyes.
It itched, and I just itched them.
Go back. That'll help.
Oh, fuck. By the way, keep going with the hats.
You're
I'm so impressed.
My fucking toddler.
I'm so impressed by our freestyle ability together.
You did
as
it.
As a team.
You did it.
I write the rhymes. You spit the lyrics.
Yeah, I mean, I thought you were great.
Can we do a legit rap video?
Let me finish.
Okay, sorry.
I forgot. So I said, well, that's fucking crazy. We don't want to wait till July. We ordered them. So he said it either was mistakenly put in or he said it's possible that because of all the layoffs and the fire, you know, and people getting, that everything is delayed. Here's the thing. We don't know what the answer is yet, but I'm going to find out and I'll report back. That's my update.
Okay.
All right. Sorry. Yeah. I was just trying to tell people because I got asked so much.
Oh, yeah. Fuck it.
Now, what were you saying?
I have no idea. I'm sweating.
Because you feel like you're...
I think this has been one of our best episodes.
Because of the rapping?
Because of the rapping, I think... Well, no. I think... I've been obsessed with... do you just have a chest cold?
No, I have allergies. And
my allergies are fucking insane right now. Do you have an asthma inhaler?
I don't have an asthma inhaler.
I wasn't using it, and I felt like I was short of breath. I was like, dude, I'm getting the fucking COVID. I told them, this is how every day works for me. Mm. I swear to God. Wake up, I feel amazing. Have a cup of coffee, feel great. Right now, this is like my emotional high of the day.
Right now.
It's like, especially, this podcast has been like a lifesaver because it's the one time I get out of the house to go hang out with you, and then... It's been like a fuck. Georgia got upset and she goes, at least you get to go hang out with Tommy. And like, I was like, when she wanted to go on bike rides.
Oh, right. And are they not leaving the house at all?
No, Georgia can go on bike rides, but she can't go and hang out at someone's house.
Right.
And so she goes, well, you get to go hang out with Tommy. I go, yeah, we're both grownups. We're making money. This pays for our living expenses. This is our podcast. This is what we do. And I really believe it's a service that we're providing for people that are stuck at home. We're creating entertainment. We have a very minuscule crew. It's like four of us. Mm-hmm. And so it's within the guidelines of what they've asked. And this is our job. She was like, all you guys do is laugh, because she was watching the video.
Yeah.
She goes, that's not a job, Dad. That's you laughing. Tom says a word and you laugh. And I go, yeah, that's my fucking job.
Yeah.
She's like, well, it's not fair. I want to go laugh with my friends. I go, yeah, you don't get paid to laugh with your friends.
That's true. I do also would say that I watched you falling out of the chair 25 times.
I watched it probably 100. And my daughters both, I told you, I walked in on them watching it alone in the room. Especially the Instagram version where it's bleeped.
Yeah.
And they kept going, what is he saying that made you laugh so hard? And I was like, by the way, I wasn't going to say, oh, go look at the podcast, because then she's going to see the body of work that we put out and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, why do you keep calling me stupid here too?
Yeah, Jesus Christ, Dad. So, but that clip made me laugh.
It made me laugh. You know what I realized about podcasting? Like once a year of all like the hundreds of hours of podcasting that I do a year, once or maybe twice a year, I'll laugh that hard. And what I realized after all this time is watching yourself laugh that hard is like my brain shifts and I'll start laughing watching it. And I have a few of them that are like burned into my head that I know I can look up, and it actually puts me in a good mood, because normally in life, if you laugh that hard, it's a memory like, oh, I remember I laughed that hard. But to have it recorded and you can see yourself losing it.
Oh my God.
It really,
The hardest I've ever laughed is, I think almost always has been recorded.
Yeah.
The me shaving your tits.
Yeah.
I thought I was having a stroke that day.
I thought you were too, actually.
I was sitting on the toilet watching you.
That's Bert Shaves Tom. That's what it's called.
It's the funniest. It was a mix of three different things. It was the mix of like the vulnerability on your face at the time. For those of you who don't know, I'll give you a very quick breakdown. It's the funniest. It's one of the hardest I've ever laughed.
Yeah.
But only second to when you shaved my beard and I said, how does it look? And you were crying laughing.
I know.
And I could not stop.
And that's recorded.
That's recorded.
The other one for me, as actually one of the hardest I've ever laughed, was Nadav, titled A File. And I just, I was playing, he sends me clips. I used to do it at the house.
Yeah.
He would send me the clips in a folder for the week. And a lot of time, you know, people think sometimes that, because different shows will do like a lot of prep. And the whole thing we've always tried to do in Your Mom's House is like, I'll see the folder and I try to watch them as we're recording so that the reaction is genuine and just see where it goes. And he titled a file. This guy was like, like a homeless guy singing, and he had this really raspy voice. And Nadav titled the file, Man Uses Lung Infection as an Instrument. So I just was like reading them and I started to laugh because I was watching the guy. I started to laugh so hard. I seriously thought I was going to collapse. I was laughing so, so hard at that. And then also the first time we played the four stroke guy. That's also a high. So they're just clips from the show that I laughed so, so hard. And I can actually watch those.
Did you ever see the clip of Isla rolling in dog shit?
No.
Hold on. Can you type in go to my Instagram, Nadav? Or you can go to my Facebook. Go to my Isla Bert Isla dog shit. ILA. I'm sure it comes in. I'm sure it comes up. My daughter rolling in dog shit, whatever this is. Yeah. This is Facebook. This is totally fine. All right, play this. This is the hardest I've ever, one of the hardest I've ever laughed.
You got to
start it from the beginning. Okay.
How old is she here?
This is right when we bought the house. Did you just roll in dog shit?
She didn't.
Smell it, Georgia. Georgia, smell it and tell me if it's dog shit. Smell it.
Daddy, I want to see if I can do coffee.
Hold on.
Daddy, tell me coffee.
Hold on. Mom!
Mom.
Go get Mom. Go get Mom. Mom!
I'll go get her. Mom!
Listen to me. I can't stop laughing. It's not hold on, Mom, we'll clean it off. Hey, babe.
Did you get some mud? No, it's dog.
Dude, that I was sitting in a beach chair with a glass of wine, holding the wine in one hand and recording the other, and I couldn't move because But that's one of the hardest I've laughed. When I shaved you, the mix was. It's sometimes what it is a perfect laugh is. We had just gotten to Hawaii. We had just been down to the beach, and we went up to shave your back.
Yeah,
and I shaved your back,
and you were like, "This is so good for my OCD."
Oh, it was so. And I remember going, "Hey, Tom, it's the vulnerability of going. Your tit hair connects with your underarm hair. Do you want me to hollow that out for you?" And you went, "Really?" But you weren't trying to be funny. You were being vulnerable. You were going, "Really?" I go, "Oh, yeah, because I do this all the time. I go, I'll shave you like a little Caesar so it'll tighten up your tits. Like we'll comb the hair down, we'll trim it out, and we'll shave that out, and it'll look like you're muscular." And you're like, "Really?" And I said, yeah. So I did it, and I was so close to it that I wasn't seeing what I was doing. Uh-huh. I was too close to the forest to see the trees that I was chopping down. And I did it, and when I pulled back, it just looked like your tits were wearing sunglasses. And I could not stop laughing because you looked at me and you go, "So how's it look?" I went, "You're not going to like it." I remember laughing so hard and you kept going, but that what you kept saying, which is not in the video, you kept saying, "This is our first day." We had a whole week there. You're like, I got to go out to the beach like this.
It looked so terrible.
Oh, and then I'd see you walking and I fucking, that was the funniest. That was a really fucking hilarious trip.
I know.
Do you remember we took the girls to go shooting guns and the guys, and we said to the guy, they got lost going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
We go, "Hey man, we're in a military base on Pearl Harbor."
Yeah.
And we're going to shoot guns with like a fucking lieutenant colonel. And we're like, "Hey, when the girls come back, give them like a speech of how this is why women in the military, because they got lost." And he's like, no, I got it.
He's like, "No problem." Remember, he was like, we didn't have kids yet. You had your girls. And he was like, "Yeah, I got a girl, but I have a son. It's the best."
Yeah. The girls walked in and he goes, "Ladies, did you find your way back from the bathroom? This is why." And I'll tell you right now, seriously, this is. And it was like he wasn't even joking.
No, he didn't have to really reach for his improv.
And Tom and I sat there like, "Wow, this is more than we thought we'd get from him."
Yeah.
And Push and Leanne got angry. Do you remember they got angry?
Yeah, and why is he disrespectful?
Yeah, why is he so disrespectful? And we didn't tell him it was a joke. We were like, "Oh, I don't know. The guy's got an issue."
Military.
Hey, we wish Russell had come. Russell, we were with Russell Peters. Is the other thing that made me... That trip made me laugh so hard. I'll tell you my top five
with
hardest...
With Dimberly?
I'm calling Russell right now.
You are?
Oh, I have to. This is... Hold on. This is... this is the hardest I've ever... Russell is such a fucking chill dude that he just doesn't... Like, nothing affects him. Everything rolls off his back.
I wonder if he's awake.
Yeah, he's got to be. He's got kids. And so he was with this girl. She was not the brightest. And we got on a boat to take a tour of Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
And as we sit down, Russell's like kicked back, relaxed. And she says... "So is this tour above water or underwater?" We're in a boat.
Yeah,
an open air boat. And everyone looks at each other. And the guy, even the corporal's like, "I don't think I understand." She goes like, "Are we going to be going underwater?"
She goes, "Are we going down to..." Because we were over the USS Arizona.
Yeah.
He goes, "It's right down here. This is where it sunk. And there's however many, you know, sailors that died on it. And it's right here." And she goes, "Are we going to go down right now, like, to see it?"
And we're all looking around.
We're on a boat. And we're like, what do you mean? She's like, are we going to go down underneath?
I don't know. I just thought these, because they were like plastic flaps in case it rains. She goes, I thought these would lower and we'd go underwater. And we were like, and we looked at Russell and he just smiled, put his sunglasses on and laid back and went to sleep.
Yep.
And, dude, that, okay, that time, that made me laugh. The second was,
yeah, because we had to be like, this isn't a submarine. This is a boat.
A boat.
Yeah.
That, okay. The second time is when we were getting ready to shoot guns. And I remember you go, man, I wish Russell had come with us. This is going to be really cool. And we're like, yeah. And the guy goes, all right, we have one rule here in Pearl Harbor. If it's brown and it moves, you shoot it. And Tom goes, I'm glad Russell didn't come. That, and then me, Russell, Clayton, and you are having, and Kimberly, and I think our chicks are there, are having a drink before we go to have dinner. We're having a drink before dinner. And I said something like, you know, I just started recently getting attracted to Indian chicks. And do you remember this? And Russell goes, really? I said, yeah. There's this porn star. And as soon as I said that, Clayton's eyes closed and he starts laughing. And this like,
like holding it. He's restraining it.
Yeah. I go, porn star, what's her name? Does anyone know who I'm? And I go, there's like an Indian porn star. Really,
like,
really
she's
famous.
So hot.
She's so fucking hot. Dude, that's who I would fuck. That. And then Russell's girlfriend goes, Sunny Leone. And I went, that's it. And she gets up and walks away. And Russell goes, I used to date her. And I went, what? And he goes, it's my ex-girlfriend. So, hey, thanks, man. And then the lady comes up and goes, your table's ready. He's like, all right. Russell was such a roll with it motherfucker that whole time.
Yeah, it was amazing. And then we did the show and we violated the rules of the show.
The other hardest time I ever laughed. Yeah. Hey, number one thing, do not make fun of Hawaiians and do not make mention of Pearl Harbor.
And don't go dirty either.
And Tom's opening joke. Man, they say island life's slow. I didn't know they were talking about their metabolisms. These Hawaiians are fat as fuck. Am I right, people? Today I was walking around the base and I got lost. Luckily, I ran into a couple Japanese people. Wow, they really know their way around this place. So, anyway.
We get off and they're like...
Oh, they were livid. Yeah. And then, me and Tom are in the back and they're like, you did not do... Guys, Charlie was really upset with us.
Yeah.
And then Russell gets on and Tom leans over and he goes... Let's not forget, everyone in this base has been taught one rule. If it's brown and it moves, shoot it. And Russell Peters is on stage. By the way, can I tell you, I just understand, and we'll wrap this up soon. I just realized why it was important for Kumail to get as shredded as he did.
What do you mean?
I read an article about him today. When Kumail got ripped, I kind of was like, I don't know, in a weird way, I was like, oh... Like, we lost one. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay.
Like, we lost a cool comedian. Like, because he's such a, like, a regular comic.
Right.
That when he got shredded, we're like, fuck, we lost one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That maybe he had changed or his personality was going to change. So when you're that into your body, you're definitely not, you're not thinking about comedy. You're thinking about your arms and whatnot. And so I was bummed out when he got that shredded. A tad bit. Then I read this article about him, and you know what he said, which was mind-blowing to me?
What?
Was he was like, I got cast in this movie, and by the way, I'm paraphrasing, I got cast in this movie, The Immortals, or whatever, as a superhero, and I didn't want to be the typical brown, schlubby guy. Like, for Southeast Indians, Southeast Indians,
mm-hmm.
He goes, I didn't want to play the typical schlubby Indian nerdy character. And I went... Oh, that makes total sense. Because for him to do this, he's doing representation for like other kids like himself that are into comic books and only see the Indian guy as like, Dada says that we will be there in 3 minutes. You know, he wanted to be like a fucking badass superhero.
Yeah.
And show them that, hey, you can also be a fucking yoked out superhero.
Right.
And be an Indian guy. We're not just one character.
Or Pakistani. Yeah.
Yeah.
Either
Pakistani.
One.
No, sorry. Sorry, Kumail. Yeah, Pakistani. But like, and for the first time today, I went, oh, this makes total fucking sense.
Yes.
He almost had to do this. Like, he had to do this to represent...
A whole group of people
and go, for all these little kids that are into comic books the way he was, they now get to see themselves as the superhero as opposed to the data collector or the computer analyst, you know?
Or like the cool rip guy is like, hey, man, hand me that fucking wrench.
Yeah. Or the taxi driver.
Right, right.
Or I guess Uber even.
Sure.
But yeah, like, so I thought that was kind of cool.
That's cool.
Shout out to Kumail.
Yeah, he got super yoked.
Yeah. All right.
You think you'll do that?
I'm doing it right now pretty much. I'm running so much. And I'm not losing any weight, but my body size is changing. So, like, I did measurements of my body every time before we do Sober October, I do measurements around my belly, like around my belly button.
How much does yours change?
Ooh, Ari Shaffir, do we take it?
Sure.
Hey, you're on a podcast.
You're on a podcast?
Yeah, we're doing Two Bears, One Cave. What's up?
I was just calling to check in.
Okay. Well, you're talking to me and Tom. Is there anything you want to share?
I have been masturbating, shockingly, a low amount of times.
By the way, I have as well. I haven't jacked off at all this whole trip, this whole time, and I have only had sex like twice.
Wait, are you having sex though, Ari? Is Ari having sex?
Are you having sex?
Yeah, about the same.
Yeah,
how much?
Which is how many times?
You know, 2-3 times a day. Nothing major. My theory is that it's not that much. Maybe the virus. There's this unforeseen side effect. It's affecting our masturbation levels of this country.
I'm not masturbating.
I'm not even interested in masturbating.
Yeah.
Proven then.
Oh my God. You know that they say this makes men infertile if you get the virus.
No. Well, that's solid pro, actually, all of it.
Yeah. Imagine if it just fucking nipped our entire fucking population in half because all these kids that went to spring break, we don't get those mouth breathers anymore.
That wouldn't be bad. Those guys yeah. would not be bad.
No more fucking barbed wire tattoos around the arms. You just get rid of a whole generation of morons.
By the way, all those people, the ones writing in to Tom saying his retard joke went too far. That's who was writing that in. And we're like, it's a legit complaint. Like, no, it's not. These are the people.
Hey, did you see my Twitter today?
Yeah, I just commented on it. That's what made me think of you.
Oh, okay, nice. Did you like the picture?
What, the billboard? Yeah. I was like, that's not bad. That's his body, though, isn't it?
No, it's me. I did the entire thing. I photoshopped the whole thing.
I was like, man, his body looks like his body.
And somebody... Like, white. Somebody out there with Photoshop skills is just going to morph it back to the real photo.
It is. Oh, let me show you the real photo?
Yeah.
Hang on. Stay on the phone. I'm going to show Tom the real photo, okay? Oh, hey, hold on. Tom, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. You ready? I'm going to put it in. Here you go. That's the real. Ari, it's so bad.
It's not so bad.
Here, look at it again.
Hold on. So who took that?
I did.
Who took the photo?
Oh, Georgia.
Okay, Georgia. That's funny.
Oh, it's so bad. The real photo is so bad, Ari. If people saw it, they'd be like, fuck.
Let me see it again.
No. I'm not giving you my phone so you can hold it up to the camera.
No, just let me see it.
Here, hold on.
Hold on, let me see it for
now. No,
I'm not going to. They would blur. They can't show it on camera. Just let me see. It's like a slinky. It's real long.
It's long. Well, that's chubbed up, by the way.
That is chubbed up?
That's as chubbed as it gets. That's almost hard.
Did you snake tit, Dick?
Oh, I had to. There's a lot I had to Photoshop out.
Isn't there a lot of colors in that, Dick, Ari? Like, it's like four tones.
Where you can see which years it grew in.
I think should be the wood challenge where people take the same picture and post themselves nude. Someone is going to fucking... God.
That guy's post.
It looks good, doesn't it?
Let me see if I can...
I want to see it so bad.
I'm not texting it to you because it'll just go... You'll just post it.
No, you should not send it to me. As your friend, I'm telling you, you should not be sending that to me. But I do want to see it somehow.
All right. When do you go down to Baltimore?
They're already. I'm in quarantine.
Oh, you're with your parents?
No, I still got another week to go before I can see them.
Oh, really?
Just to be sure.
Where are you at right now in Baltimore?
In the suburbs.
No, but like, where are you staying?
Oh, at an Airbnb with the backyard for Bandit.
Okay.
And we're just like, we got hella groceries as soon as we got here, and then that's it. We just locked the door. You know,
Jesus.
It's weird, but yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I gotta start masturbating. We all gotta start masturbating more. Hey, send me that picture. Let me see if I can use it.
Okay, I'll send it to you right now. I'm sending it right now, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Have fun, guys.
Bye.
It's so ridiculous. God.
Isn't that horrible what my real dick... What's crazy is when you go from... Because, like, you Photoshop the dick. I did the dick first, and then I was going to leave the body, and I was like, I should do the body. But then I had the real dick, and if you press the picture, it'll go back to the original. So like I had the big dick and then I pressed the picture, go back to the original, and I just was like, fuck.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you made it ridiculous.
You know? I know, but you start regular. Like, you start going, you know what you big. Should
do? Why don't you put one out that has the weird, crazy steroid body that you have there?
With the regular dick, I did that too.
What about an even smaller dick?
I did that also.
And?
And it, well, it wasn't as funny with the small dick.
Really?
It just wasn't funny. And it for some reason, I couldn't, making it smaller changed the ratio so much that you could tell that it was Photoshopped.
Okay.
I know, for some reason, it pulled the couch up.
Oh,
so you
right.
could see the couch was moved up. It's easier to make things bigger than it is to make things smaller for some reason.
In Photoshop.
Like, because I think because the second you pull from one side, you pull the thighs in.
Oh, right.
Like, for some reason, when you go out, you can get in real close and just stretch it out.
This is important stuff that we're doing. Yeah. So, all right, we should wrap this up.
So when are you getting your test? Today?
No. Oh, yeah, today, this afternoon.
But you won't get the results back.
You get it in 15 minutes.
No.
Yeah, it's a self-test.
Wait, where are you?
It's to see if you have the antibodies.
Oh. Oh, so it's not to see if you've had COVID.
It sees it. In other words, the results are telling you whether or not you've had it. Oh. It's not like you have COVID. It's like, does your body have the antibodies? Which tell if you have the antibodies, it's a positive test. It means you've already had the virus.
Oh, hey, get me one. I think I've had it.
All right, yeah, just give me like $3,000. I'll get you.
How much does it cost for real? Is it really expensive?
No, it's not that expensive.
I definitely think I've had it. I think we all had it on the tour bus at the same time.
I had to go through 4 infectious disease doctors to get it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why is Push been freaking out about this?
No, surprisingly, and she's always very anxious. Yeah,
I've been very anxious. I was telling you, I feel great in the mornings. I feel great right now. I'll get home right now. I'm gonna work out. I'll feel awesome working out. I got a video meeting at like 2,
mm-hmm.
and then another a conference call at 3, another call at 3:30, and then I'm done. 4 o'clock, I'll feel great. I'll be like, I'm still a little hungry. Man, 5 o'clock, I start going, I think I'm getting the COVID. 7 o'clock, I'm in a spiral.
You
I'm
are?
Like, every fucking night at 7 o'clock.
How are you eating?
A lot to the face.
Yeah.
I'm eating like crazy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because Joe said something that it's like someone says one thing and you hang your hat on it. Joe was like, I'm not doing the fucking carnivore right now. I'm just eating to be healthy.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, yeah, yeah. So, Leanne made this risotto the other night for the girls. And I was like, I'm going to have some risotto. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, but my other problem is I'm eating chocolate like crazy because I'm not drinking, so my body's craving sugars. My body's like, whoa, 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 what are we doing? Is there something going on? I'm like, yeah, it's COVID.
Yeah.
So, but
are you,
man,
are you gonna drink at all?
I don't, really, I don't want to. Like, I don't have a need to. Like,
we never have a need to. But
yeah,
I'm saying,
and so like same with marijuana. Like, I wouldn't have a problem. Like, we have edibles at the house. I wouldn't have a problem eating marijuana. But, like, I'm just hanging out with my kids, so, like, there's no draw to. Like, I go, what am I, just going to be high and be the only one high in my house? Or am I the only one drunk in my house?
Sure.
I just would rather just have Kool-Aid is what I've been drinking a lot of.
Kool-Aid?
I have a drinking problem. Like, I need a drink as a treat. I can't just have water.
Do you mean, when you say you're saying you need a beverage of some sort?
I need a diet root beer. I went through 2 2-liter root beers in a day.
Oh my God.
I just can't help it. It's like my brain.
That's so much sugar.
Oh, they were diet. They were diet. They were diet.
Okay.
So it's just cancer. But, I drink, I love drinking. I love making a drink. I love coffee, dude. I put Laird Hamilton's turmeric creamer, a little creamer in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I have a drink and I can't stop drinking. Like, I love drinking. So, like, for me, like, Kool-Aids, I'll have Kool-Aid. I'll get, like, a 32-ounce Kool-Aid. I'll use a 16-ounce filler-upper, but make 32 ounces of it.
Yeah.
And I'll just sit and drink Kool-Aid all day. I love a drink.
Yeah.
And so...
This is great stuff for a supercut, by the way.
Yeah. I swear to God, I feel a pleasure when it goes in my mouth. Like, when I drink root beer, diet root beer, I can drink it in one sip.
But don't you feel like that with beer and Tito's?
No, I don't feel it with beer at all.
No?
I don't feel the same as I do with root beer as I do with beer, even remotely. By the way, I'm having hardcore deja vu right now. I don't have any joy. I don't look at beer at all as like, oh, I would like a beer. But I look at root beer as like, how do I stay away from that?
Yeah.
Kool-Aid's the same way. my thing with like 6 o'clock at night, I want to have, I want to open a bottle of wine because I want that third sip, that deflation of your brain just going.
Yeah, you want,
I want that. I want that, but then, and then sit out by the grill. Like every time I walk out to the grill, I go, it's my brain goes, I go, where's my wine? Well, fuck, I'm not, don't get me wine tonight.
Yeah.
But yeah, but like, I don't really care because I come like 7:30, 8 o'clock. I usually get on the treadmill one more time, work out until 9. I know, I'm running like 7-8 miles a day. Not losing any weight because I'm fucking,
Well, yeah, you drink Kool-Aid all day.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. And then come in and watch some thriller with Isla.
Yeah.
And but that's the fun part is like, if I can get through my workout and get back into the house, chilling with the girls then, like from like 9 till midnight, watching whatever the fuck we watch, I don't need anything. I want to be sober. I want to laugh, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think I'll drink while we're on quarantine. A lot of my drinking is about FOMO. It's like missing out of the time. Like when I went over to Joe's, I wasn't drinking at all. And then he was like, I'm going to have a drink. Immediately my brain goes, well, I'm not going to not have a drink with Joe. I'm not going to not get high with Joe. Of course. This is what, I love this shit.
Yeah.
And thank God, man. It was one of the funnest podcasts I've done with Joe. Maybe ever. It was just so fucking old school fun and that I go, I want to have those moments. But yeah, I don't know.
All right.
I want to eat an edible.
I've been eating edibles every day.
At what time?
Usually around 8:39.
Really?
Yeah.
Push doesn't eat them, does she?
No.
What? So wait. What? How many milligrams are you eating?
10.
That's a lot.
It is?
It seems like it.
No, 10's mild.
What is it? And what is it? Because I'm
just it. I like indicas because it's like the sleepy time weed, you know. So yeah. It just gets me ready to go to sleep. So I love it.
Really?
Yeah. I could feel like. Otherwise, I do have trouble going to sleep. So it's like, for me, it's now, I'd had one during the day, and she was like, actually, I didn't. I had it at night, and she was like, are you high right now? And we were talking, and I was like, yeah, a little bit. And she was like, this is like a, what are you on? And I told her, and she was like, I like this version of you.
Really?
And she was like, you're loose, you're playful, you're a lot of fun. And she goes, why don't you do this more often? I was like, okay. So,
she
calls me 10 milligram Tom when I'm on it.
10 milligram Tom.
And she's like, I like 10 milligram Tom.
That's a fucking t-shirt.
Yeah.
Find the picture of Tom with his eyes a little bit like this and just 10 milligram Tom.
10 milligram Tom. She goes, he's way more fun. He's patient.
I want to take edibles and like, dial out the night because if I could take anything, it would be Xanax. I love Xanax.
Oh, please. That is my fucking mistress. But I like her a little too much.
I love Xanax more than anything.
Yeah.
It makes your brain feel like the way God meant it to feel.
And I'll say this. If you haven't tried it, you should. All right. If you're out there.
Xanax is, I gave it to my dad one time. We were driving from Miami to Tampa.
Yeah.
And this is as an adult, right? And I gave my dad a Xanax. He was driving me nuts. And he goes, all of a sudden it kicks in. And I hear him in the back seat go, oh, whoa. Is this what you're supposed to feel like? Is this what regular people feel like? This is my dad eats Xanax probably. He eats Xanax and marijuana. He does a Joey Diaz cocktail.
Every day.
Yeah. Every night.
Joey, the way he described it to me, I was like, this is going to be in the coroner's report. Like he's like, what you do? You take like 1,000 milligrams. I was like, fuck, of THC. And then, you know, pop a little baby Xanax in your mouth, takes the edge off.
I wonder how many milligrams his baby Xanax is.
I was like, dude, he goes, that's what you do. This way all the panic, you don't feel it as much, kind of dials it back.
Have you ever met someone who's built up tolerance to Xanax?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah. You take 2 milligrams. And you're like,
yeah.
And you can function? I'm like, well, I mean, I don't feel it.
I gave a 1 milligram pill to Chad Daniels on a flight when we were coming back from Hong Kong. I was like, take this. And he was like, is that strong? I was like, no. And he broke it. I was like, no, take the whole thing. He's like, I don't think so. I don't know. I was like, take the whole thing. And he wouldn't. He took half. And we landed in, I think, Seattle. And he got up, we were in those little pods.
Yeah.
He got up and he was like, what the fuck? he like dragged off he goes, I don't feel like I'm awake. And we were in the lounge waiting for the connecting flight. He was like falling asleep in that chair. He's like, how do you do this?
Was he drinking also?
No.
Oh,
no.
He
was just like, my sister
made me stop taking them because she was picking me up. She was picking me up from the airport, and I was so fucked up drinking and on Xanax
that
I wasn't speaking and making sense. She goes, I refuse to pick him up from the airport because I would not make sense for the whole car ride. And then get home, pass out, wake up, be like, I feel great. Dude, I miss partying with Xanax. Yeah. That was the funnest buzz.
Brett Favre does, too. He was into that.
Was he into Xanax?
Yeah.
Dude, Xanax is so fucking great.
Can you imagine having like Xanax and hanging out with Brett Favre? I bet it'd be great. On his farm in Mississippi in Hattiesburg.
He's like, fuck it. Go deep. Yeah. You're like, huh? He's just start running,
and
man.
He throws it like 10 yards. He's like, let's lay down.
Maybe I'll eat some. Maybe I'll have like, what I'll do is I'll do like 5 milligrams of weed and like 0.25 milligram of Xanax and see how tonight goes.
Oh, yeah. Good plan.
That's not bad, right?
No. Check in. We'll check in with you next week. thanks for listening, guys. Go to merchmethod.com/TomSegura. There's the Thick Boy Nation, the hoodie, the first Two Bears shirt. I got a Carol Did It shirt from Tiger King, Wash Ooh. Your Hands, and I got some Ball Hog merch there. And then go to burtburtburt.com. And
check out both our specials streaming right now on Netflix.
Ball Hog and Hey Big Boy. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.